Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley, presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services, and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Let's Talk About It, sponsored by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services, live and in person from the Imperial Valley College May is Mental Health Month celebration. If you were out here and you were part of this day, you had a lot of fun because in that corner we had puppy dogs, and in that corner we had yoga, and in this corner we had painting. And throughout it all, it was brought to you by a student organization that is now up here on campus called Active Minds. I'm here with David Casio, and you're one of the members of the Active Minds group. Tell us about what's going on.
Yeah, man, it's a really good club. It just started this year, and it's more.
You're
about
one of the founding members.
Yes, yeah, we are.
Your name's gonna be on the plaque someday.
Yeah, that's the goal. But we're a club that's super about pushing, you know, kind of breaking the stigma of being mentally challenged is such a bad thing. I mean, it is, but we want to push that it's okay to seek for help. You don't have to, like, you're not alone.
But suffering by yourself, suffering in the dark, mm-hmm. suffering in silence is harder.
Yes.
And scarier.
Yeah. And we're here to show that, like, we as a campus, we care about you in that way. We obviously, we're not trained professionals, so we're not going to do any consultation for you.
Right.
But we're going to push you to the proper resources for you to get help.
Right. So you guys are now going around campus doing mental wellness types mm-hmm. of, mental awareness types of activities. What's that like?
It's really good because we've had a lot of people come up to us and say, hey, like, your club's working, like, it's making me feel more determined to go see somebody, to go talk about what I'm feeling and what I'm going through. And it's really good. We push a lot of positivity, a lot of active minds, and I think it's been a really good help for this community and for this campus.
Do students feel more comfortable sometimes connecting to other students?
Yeah, and I think that's a big reason why this, because Active Minds isn't just something that we thought of out of the blue. It's a big organization, a nationwide club that's gone on through a lot of schools, and I think that was one of their main goals, is that it's a lot easier to talk to a student, to talk to someone who might be going through the same thing that you are, than to kind of see someone like an adult or a professional or anything like that.
Well, and at the same time, you maintain a close relationship to the counseling center.
Yeah, we do. And because our advisor is one of the therapists at the counseling center. So it's always good to kind of have her kind of backing us up, having the student health center backing us up. And, yeah, it's a really good club.
So David, you're hanging out on campus. You're mm-hmm. I don't know, looking on your phone and gaming or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm just making fun of people that age. But so what drew you to the group? What, you know, what got you to say, you know, I'm going to do some extracurricular stuff, which is already, you know, why,
mm-hmm.
and then Active Minds in particular.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I obviously don't plan on I'm one of those people who wants to go away from the valley, wants to transfer and do that, and extracurricular is a really good thing for that. But I had a bunch of clubs that I could have done. You know, I could have done like chess club, I could have done the Spanish club, I could have done all that. But I chose Active Minds because it's like, I've gone through this. I've had these mental illnesses before. I know what it feels like to have someone, or actually not to have someone, to have someone who isn't
yeah,
there for you.
Yeah.
And I thought this is a great program, and this is a great club to kind of have in this campus. It's something that I feel like is, I don't know why we should have been starting it. I feel like it should have been here already.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? So, I don't know. I gravitated towards it because I feel like it was something that this campus needed.
Nice. So. And you're able to see. We live in a community that has some stressors.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. and the youth, and even the not so youth that are going to IBC, share in a lot of those stressors. It's a tough place to be. It's
especially the heat.
Well, the heat starts it, but there's
yeah.
economic challenges.
Yeah.
There's lack of resources down here. There's
unemployment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to find a good show on Broadway.
Yeah.
And so you were drawn to this. Do you see this being a part of your career going forward, or?
I've always been wanting to do something with, like in medicine and health and stuff. And I thought this was a good idea to kind of base myself in psychology. I'm going to be minoring in psychology. I'm a major in communications,
nice.
But I feel like being a major in communications also is very well with this club because it's also speaking out for people who can't speak for themselves.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 radio and Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. on FM 107.5. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.